Greetings and good morning to you, brothers and sisters on Audioboo. It's me, James Glory, from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, with a short message for you today. There is a scripture that tells us in Romans 8:1, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Today, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, a Spirit-filled, born-again child of the living God, you should not be feeling condemnation. It is clear, really, that we're not to trust our feelings. Feelings, as we know, lie. They can deceive us. They can be influenced externally, internally. There are many ways to adjust, influence, upset, unbalance your feelings today. But there is one way of making sure that you feel tipped up and good today, even loved, and that is to see what the Bible says God thinks of you. The Bible tells you that God rejoices over you with singing. Hallelujah. And that underneath are his everlasting arms. Praise the Lord. It tells us in Psalm 103:10-12, it says, and this is reason not to feel condemned and to rejoice. It says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Yes, indeed, your transgression, your sins are remembered no more. And the Bible uses there, east to west, as far, using that example to show just how far they are from you. Your sins are hid, they're dead in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you have been credited with his righteousness. So you have no reason, no fleshy justification to feel condemned. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become anew. Yes, new. Not the past. Not the things that you did before you came to Christ, trusting on him alone by grace through faith. Hallelujah. There is no place for condemnation in your life today, Bible believer. There is no grounds for you to be feeling condemned. Hallelujah. It tells us in John 3:17-18, very important verses, it says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And then, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you have believed on Christ Jesus alone, hallelujah, trusting that his death on the cross was enough to atone for your sins and to satisfy the righteous wrath of an all-holy God in your place, then, brother or sister, there is again no place for condemnation in your life. John 5:24, on this same vein of not feeling condemned, tells you, verily, verily, he says it twice, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. And that just doesn't mean in the future when we go to glory. It means today. If you have believed on the Lord Jesus, the link is clear that there is no condemnation. So refuse to give it place in your heart today. For Hebrews 8:12 says that he has been merciful to our unrighteousness, and our sins and iniquities has he remembered no more. No more. So again, there is no reason for you to feel condemned. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful when we consider the example of the woman who was caught in sin, in the very act of adultery, and the Jewish leaders brought her to Jesus, hoping to catch him out, but, you know, Normally she would have been stoned there on the spot. But Jesus, it says, when they brought it, said, after he'd wrote on the floor, and he confronted the leaders who brought them in, and they walked out one by one. And then he said, when Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Today, perhaps there is something you have on your mind. You have something on your heart that is giving a root to this condemnation. Perhaps you should search yourself a moral inventory. See what it could possibly be. The subconscious is powerful. We know this, but we're told to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and that is through the scriptures. Hallelujah, on what God says to you today, and what God says to you today, that if you turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall not come again into this land, for the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. Yes, if that was for you today, what I said just before about something on your mind, something on your heart that is giving root to this condemnation, it says, if you turn to him, he will express his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. And he will turn his face towards you. Oh, how wonderful is that? Just like the woman I read before in John 8, neither does he condemn you. Neither does he condemn you today. And blessed are those who transgression are forgiven. So I shall go back today to Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. A quick prayer. Father God, I pray that today your children, your Bible-believing children, Spirit-filled children of the living God, hallelujah, I pray that they will recognize that in you they're more than conquerors, and that greater is he who is in them than is in this world, and that condemnation as children of the living God has no place in their hearts and minds today. Father, teach them, lead them by thy word and the power of thy Holy Ghost. Teach them that they are not condemned, that they are much loved, and in you, Father God, they have the fullness of grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't feel condemned today. There is much against us and much reason for feelings to be influenced. But if we truly recognize what the Lord Jesus has done for us and what he says about us and just how he feels for us, hallelujah, then indeed condemnation shall flee. And that space that was filled by condemnation, I promise you, will be filled with joy exceeding. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Amen.